A surprise announcement from the FBI this morning, Director James Comey making a televised appearance to say that while Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server while Secretary of State was careless, it was not criminal, and he recommends no charges be filed. Let's give a little bit of a listen.
Although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. Prosecutors necessarily weigh a number of factors before deciding whether to bring charges. There are obvious considerations like the strength of the evidence, especially regarding intent. Responsible decisions also consider the context of a person's actions and how similar situations have been handled in the past. In looking back at our investigations into the mishandling or removal of classified information, we cannot find a case that would support bringing criminal charges on these facts. All the cases prosecuted involved some combination of clearly intentional and willful mishandling of classified information or vast quantities of information exposed in such a way as to support an inference of intentional misconduct or indications of disloyalty to the United States or efforts to obstruct justice. We do not see those things here.
A lot to unpack there. Let's start our coverage with NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson. Carrie, it seems like the headline there is that there is no recommendation of charges being brought in this case.
Yeah, Jeremy, this was so unusual for so many reasons, one of which is that within the FBI, it's very rare for the FBI director to open up an investigation of this sort to this level of scrutiny, public scrutiny. And it seems clear James Comey did so because he was quite concerned about a perception of impropriety or political interference. He says there was none. But he went step by step, Jeremy, and talked about the painstaking efforts FBI agents have taken in the last year to not just understand what happened with that one server, private server, Hillary Clinton had in her home in Chappaqua, New York, when she was Secretary of State, but multiple devices, including multiple BlackBerries. The FBI director said this investigation kind of felt like somebody taking a jigsaw puzzle that was put together and dropping all the pieces on the ground, and the federal agents had to put the pieces back together
and
all over again.
And read 30,000 emails. He said the FBI read all of the emails.
All of the emails and reconstructed some other emails that had been – all of the emails Hillary Clinton turned over to the State Department and reconstructed other emails that had been deleted, not for nefarious purposes, but just in the course of normal deletion to clean up your account. He said there was no obstruction of justice here, but the agents went through thousands and thousands of messages, ultimately finding 110 emails were classified at the time they were sent or received, including 8 email chains that were top secret at the time, Jeremy.
Well, Carrie, let's hear a little bit more about what he said about those emails that you're discussing. This is, I think, when he was referring to Clinton and her staff being extremely careless. Let's listen.
From the group of 30,000 emails returned to the State Department in 2014, 110 emails in 52 email chains have been determined by the owning agency to contain classified information at the time they were sent or received. 8 of those chains contained information that was top secret at the time they were sent. 36 of those chains contained secret information at the time, and 8 contained confidential information at the time. That's the lowest level of classification.
Well, Carrie Johnson, explain to those listening who might be thinking, well, wait a second, that sounds bad. You know, why are there no charges? Why are there no charges given that?
Well, Robin, the FBI director said that Clinton and her aides were extremely careless in their handling of information, but given the statutes on the books, one that involves willful or intentional mishandling of classified information, and another that involves negligence, and a review of prior cases in which people had been charged, FBI Director Comey said no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case against Clinton or her aides. So the intent wasn't there, but the FBI certainly found that Clinton and her aides had been extremely careless, and that overall, the culture at the State Department in terms of security was extremely lax, in his view, extremely lacking.
Is there a difference between whether something is classified and when it is marked classified? Because Clinton has said in the past that she didn't send anything that was marked classified at the time, but can't things be classified without being marked classified?
Absolutely, Jeremy. And the FBI director more or less said he wasn't buying that line from Hillary Clinton that she's been selling for over a year now. That said, even though he found no evidence of criminal misconduct here, he said in other cases in the past there might be some kind of security or administrative sanctions where government officials would have had their security clearance yanked or some kind of lesser punishment. That was not the question the FBI was looking at here. The FBI was looking at the central question of any possible criminal misconduct in this matter.
NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson. Carrie, we're going to ask you to stand by there for a second because, of course, this is just reverberating across the campaign spectrums. We've got NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro with us. Domenico, Donald Trump is already tweeting about this.
Yeah, he's saying FBI director said crooked Hillary compromised our national security. No charges. Wow. Hashtag rigged system.
Yeah. So tell us how it's reverberating.
Well, you just read one of Donald Trump's tweets. He also tweeted that the system is rigged. General Petraeus got in trouble for far less. Very, very unfair as usual. Bad judgment. So, you know, this is a case that he's been making. It's a case that conservatives have been making. It was a pretty harsh press conference from Director Comey. I think a lot of people expected that there wouldn't be an indictment, but I don't know that they expected that kind of a lashing at Secretary Clinton for being extremely careless. And that is just going to reinforce the notion that Hillary Clinton is untrustworthy with the segment of the population that believes that. She's really struggled, and this has hung over her candidacy and will likely continue to do so.
Yeah, well, let's hear a little bit of what he said about that distinction between something that's criminal and something that's careless.
Although we did not find clear evidence that Secretary Clinton or her colleagues intended to violate laws governing the handling of classified information, there is evidence that they were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information.
But Domenico, remind us what the Clinton campaign has said about this in the past, and about other secretaries of state using their email servers in the same way.
She has noted that, but her story has kind of shifted a bit since in the last year and a half or so. She moved toward what you were talking about with Carrie, that she had said that that she didn't send or receive anything that was marked classified. Mm-hmm. And Director Comey, said that they should know better, that there were several emails that were classified, including some that were top secret, and that they should have known the subject matter. And as a political matter. I mean, to be fourth in line to the president, you know, President Obama is not allowed to have his own private email. The government essentially takes it over because it can't be secured. And Director Comey said that given that Clinton had sent stuff in countries of adversaries, that there's a possibility that her email was viewed by adversarial countries and people that were not friends of the United States. You know, it's a move that is really not smart and was kind of paranoid from the beginning to have to try to do something like that. Really puts the onus on you for security because yes, .gov email addresses have certainly been hacked in the past and are not considered secure, but it's the government that's at fault, not you personally.
Domenico, when you take this and put it in the context of all of the other things that are going on in the campaign right now, ISIS, building a wall, income inequality, everything else, how important is this going to be now heading into the general election, which looks like it'll be between Clinton and Trump?
Well, it is going to be between Clinton and Trump. But if you were to remove this story from Hillary Clinton, think about the difference in the narrative that would exist for her candidacy. But it is these kinds of unforced errors that we continue to see from both candidates and part of the reason why both of them are the most unliked probable nominees in history, with Donald Trump being even worse liked. Hillary Clinton certainly, you know, deeply rooted in policy, and was going to try to run on some of those things as opposed to what Donald Trump has tried to push forward. But this certainly is a huge distraction from the kinds of policy and substantive issues that she'd rather be running on.
Yeah. And Carrie Johnson, are you still there?
I'm here.
Well, NPR's justice correspondent, just remind us what happens next, because we remember the news of last week where Attorney General Lynch said she would let this decision stand.
Robin, so the Justice Department will accept this recommendation from the FBI director. And it's very hard to imagine in this environment, on this time frame, that the Justice Department would somehow overrule the FBI, which is determined that no reasonable prosecutor would bring any charges in this case. That said, I think there's going to be a lot of debate moving forward in both legal and political circles about the nature of this investigation and whether it came out the right way.
And Domenico, it certainly sucks the air out of the other news story that was going to be big today, which is that President Obama is campaigning with Hillary Clinton.
Well, or you could look at it the other way, where that they're actually coming after this announcement. I'm sure they would have preferred this announcement be on a Friday afternoon rather than on a Tuesday morning. But that said, it is a significant moment that you're going to see with Barack Obama on stage with Hillary Clinton, because it will be the first time in at least 100 years, the start of a president campaigning strongly with his chosen successor. In the past, we've had presidents who are unpopular, like George W. Bush, who didn't really campaign at all for John McCain. Bill Clinton, Al Gore distanced himself from him after the Lewinsky scandal. And Ronald Reagan, the most that he wound up doing for George H.W. Bush was to hold a fundraiser and called him George Bush in that fundraiser toward the end of his presidency.
NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro. We also were speaking with NPR justice correspondent Carrie Johnson about the news today that the FBI recommends no criminal charges against Hillary Clinton. You guys, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
You.